Welcome to Going Rogue, the podcast for clear-eyed rebels and utopia preppers. I'm here as always with the rogue journalist, Caitlin Johnston. I'm Caitlin's worst half, Tim Foley. How you doing, Caitlin?
G'day, Tim. I'm so excited.
What are you so excited about?
I'm nearly back on Twitter. I've got a little countdown. <for you. laughs>
Yeah, you've been in Twitter jail all week.
It's been so excruciatingly boring. I can just read people and I cannot talk to them.
Well, it's bullshit because they're all talking about you.
Yes, that is fucking bullshit. It's like being watching everything through like a mirrored glass or anything. Like I'm like, hey guys, I can hear you. I'm in the room.
But it's weird. Like it started kind of after you got banned and now it seems like it's kind of winding down.
Yeah.
Now that you're coming back.
I know. And so
I don't know if that's deliberate or what.
Yeah. But maybe a bit of both. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It seems like it peaked right in the middle.
Right, yeah. So I'm going to burst through the door with my guns up and like everyone's be like, hey, where you been?
Oh, that thing you were talking about 5 days ago.
Yeah. It's all over.
We don't care about that anymore. That was like 50 topics ago.
Well, okay. Sorry. Yeah, so I'll just have to leave it. Anyway.
Well, you'll have a ton of material.
Yeah, I've got so much to post up. So that'll spend the first half hour doing that, I guess. I have promised a few of my tweeps that I am going to rein it in somewhat, pull my horns in. I'm just going to post my shit and I'm going to block anyone who... Because the problem with Twitter now is that they have this new censorship type thing. It's a like basic self-censorship thing where you can report someone and if you've been saying bad words in, you know, and people say bad words all the time on Twitter. That's basically what Twitter is. It's people swearing at each other.
It's strangers on the internet cursing at each other.
Snarling and cursing. So then all you have to do is report someone for, you know, cursing or whatever. And
curse this time.
I know,
though.
I said stupid and dumb. That was all I said.
You're intimidating and...
Yeah.
That's the Twitter rules. Like, no intimidating people so they don't feel free to express their opinion. It was like 10 guys.
Yeah.
Or 5 guys, I don't know. And you...
Felt like 10.
I don't know.
And me with, you know, yeah. Socking it to them with my big bad words, my big bad cuss words, like dumb.
That's stupid. It's stupid to call me a Nazi.
Yeah, but this is the problem, right? So what do I do? I'm not going to report anyone. That's not my deal. I'm not for censorship or whatever. I'm happy for people to say whatever they want to say. I'm not going to go around reporting all my enemies until they're dead or whatever. But there are a lot of people who would love to see me wiped off Twitter altogether. So I got to be real nice.
No more jousting.
No more jousting. Timothy, no more jousting. That's no more Twitter.
Don't Caitlin. They know you got started on Facebook? Like, in the Facebook group? Like, you were forged in the fires of social media ego battles.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's what I love.
Mm.
I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
Yeah, you bet you don't lose arguments.
I do not lose arguments, you know, well, and that's what kills them. So yeah, I don't. I mean, you know, because I only say things that I know I can prove. That's where you get into a little dodgy territory if you're going to actually make proclamations that you have no evidence for. Mm. And a lot of people do. Like, they just come in charging in there and say, oh, I, you know, heard somewhere on the grapevine that that person was this thing. And so...
Yeah, that's what echo chambers do to people. If you're only talking to your Clintonite buddies they're all just agreeing with each other all the time. And it's like, oh, yeah, Russia, obviously. Then Caitlin Johnston goes, not Russia, no. And then they're like, Russia, obviously. Yeah. And it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's not just a complete
show me the, things.
Yes.
Come on.
Come in here with your evidence, of which they have none. They just it's just a Gish Gallop fallacy of, you know, layers and layers and layers of... falsified evidence and debunked evidence. So anyway, apparently that time has passed for me, Timothy. So anyway, but I did lob a grenade into the social media set today with my article, The Alt-Right Label, What's Real, What's Fake, and Why It Matters.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Caitlin.
I know.
Did you not hear me when I said it's dying down? What's going on?
Oh, fuck them. Look, you know what I can't stand more than a know-it-all? It's an ignorant know-it-all, right? I have a ton of ignorant know-it-alls trying to tell me what alt-right is when they have no fucking idea. So I just laid it out. I laid it out in one article. It's so bizarre to me that there's all these lefties running around in media circles who have no idea about the actual media landscape on the other side of the wall. And it's bad. It's bad thinking. It is terrible delineations. And it can be easily manipulated by those who would like to see us all fighting each other. Mm. So fuck it. This is what's happening in your world, whether you like it or not, all right? Not all Trump people are Nazis. Oh, my God. So,
well, like,
newsflash.
It's so weird. They're so compartmentalized about it. Like, they'll get offended when you accuse them of saying that all Trump people are Nazis. But then, like, you ask a guy like Ben Dixon or one of his groupthink followers, well, okay, well, what is alt-right? Point to alt-right. They'll point at, like, Fox News.
Right.
Like, people, Fox News personalities, basic Trump people, and yeah, that's alt-right. All right. So what is not alt-right? And then they're able to take that. They're able to go, okay, so that's alt-right. And then you always get another one going like, well, don't say alt-right. Say Nazi. They're Nazis.
Right. They take it to the extra level. Yeah. Because, you know, it's not enough to smear everyone with this one term that has a very specific meaning that is being used to paint an entire group of, very divergent people. But then do you have to take it to the
half of American politics?
The other half, yeah, 50% of people in America. So it's not enough to do that, but then you have to take an extra level of hyperbole. You have to go extra to Nazis because, yeah. And then suddenly that everyone on the other side of politics is wanting to kill people of color. Like, everyone does. That's just apparently a thing now. If you voted for Trump, you want them to die.
You just wake up in the morning and it's like, boy, I can't wait till the gas chambers start getting built. That's totally...
Right.
That's what I'm all about.
Yeah. So, yeah, there are seriously people, and mostly the people who are the most disruptive on the left, who have this bad thinking habit. So I stepped out the history of the alt-right
you just told
terminology.
Them, yeah, you just told them what the term means.
Yeah.
According to, everyone on the right, right?
According to everyone on the right, and according to, you know, the Anti-Defamation League, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center itself, according to anyone who's actually had to sit down and go, well, what is alt-right?
Anyone who's actually had to do any rigorous thinking and research.
Actual fucking thinking, yes.
Right. It has a clear definition. Like, you wrote an article a long time ago, long before that blow up over Cernovich, a long, long time ago, where you used the term alt-right inaccurately.
That's right.
And then there was just this barrage of people on the right going, oh, yeah, no, that's not what alt-right is. Alt-right is this. Like, they'll correct you.
Yeah.
They're all crystal clear on it. No. Those people aren't alt-right.
Yeah, right. Because there was this kind of wibbly-wobbly time where the alt-right, you know, a lot of Trump people took that term because it sounded cool. Like, I'm alt-right. Yeah, like, you know, these regular InfoWars dudes who, like, believed in Trump as a savior or whatever, were calling themselves alt-right until it really crystallized. Angela Nagel read an excellent book that's really worth reading because I've never read a book, actually, that was so completely about internet culture. It's fantastic. It's only small. It's a really good read. Anyway,
she was the first person to actually sit down and do that and go, all right, so what actually happened over there?
Yeah.
4chan and all that.
Right. So, yeah, it's called Kill All Normies, if you want to have a look. Anyway, there's an interview that she did with Michael Tracy, and she talks about the term alt-right and how it was kind of, like, fairly nebulous and hadn't really settled. And then when it did actually settle into a definition, then the right itself started using it in a very, like, clear definition. It means white ethno-nationalist. It means someone who wants a white ethnostate or white nationalist, which is a very specific thing. They want America to be all white.
Right, yeah, they're basically either pro-segregationists or, like, to segregate you right on out of America.
Right, yeah.
Either we get this part of America or we get the whole thing or something like that. But, yeah, it's the idea that they want a white nation. And they're totally honest about that. They're upfront about it. Richard Spencer just says, yeah, this is what I want.
Well, that's actually, because that's what people do. If they want something, they'll tell you. Like, right. You don't go around hiding what you want.
Your secret ideology.
Yeah. I mean, I guess unless
who else would do that?
CIA agent or something. I'm not sure.
Like, how would that be to your benefit? To never, ever advocate the thing you're trying to get into the mainstream.
How would it be to your benefit to write 500,000 fucking words on feminist socialist issues just so that you could sell some books to Nazis? That's what I'm being accused of. How would that to be your fucking benefit? Poetry books to fucking Nazis.
That's your secret.
People are so fucking dumb.
That's your grift.
That's my grift. My soccer mum grift, apparently. Anyway, so she talks at length about 4chan culture as well, that kind of was brought up with that, because there's a lot of these people on the right who were right into trolling culture. And so, of course, when you're trolling snowflakes, when you're trolling liberals, when you're trying to surf the wave of outrage, then you say outrageous things. And you, whether you believe them or not, you know, that's actually part of the fun of it. That's part of trolling. So, yeah, there are people like that in the mix who have said some outrageous things, may not believe them. So that's kind of the more like 4chan types. And
but they're not people that you see actively promoting a white ethnostate.
Not at all. These people are complete slackers mostly. They don't promote anything. You know, they're a little G'd up about Trump getting the first 4chan president to the White House.
Best 4chan prank ever.
Yeah, but when you look at the history of 4chan, their pranks, they don't mean anything to them. Like, they are just totally nihilist endeavors.
It's all chaos.
It's just chaos.
Cult of chaos.
Yeah. So, anyway. So that's where it settled. But running alongside that at the same time, there was a Media Matters article. My friend David Brock, the wolf in grandma's clothing, him and his ilk wrote an article, and it was in August of 2016. It was called "What is the Alt-Right? A Guide to the White Nationalist Movement Now Leading Conservative Media." So that was August 2016. That was a couple of months before the November election. And it did its darndest to paint everyone of Trump's supporters as alt-right. So if they're all alt-right, then therefore they are all Nazis. Like, they're all white nationalists.
And on that same day, Hillary Clinton said as much, right? She was like,
Hillary Clinton came out on the exact same day. And
Nazis have taken over the Republican Party.
Hammered it home, yes. Mm. So Hillary Clinton, who, you know, you always trust, I always trust. I always trust the words of Hillary Clinton. She never fucking lies for her own benefit. Anyway, she came out and she hammered that home. This idea that the alt-right is everyone from, you know, your basic MAGA hat-wearing guy up to actual real Nazis.
Right. It's funny, isn't it, that these lefties think they're so hip.
Oh, they think they're so fucking educated.
They spend all their time scoffing at the stupid centrists, those stupid idiot Clinton people. They're all going around promoting a Media Matters psyop.
Centrist psyop, yeah.
Yeah, blatant Hillary Clinton and David Brock manufactured and promoted bullshit tactic. They fell for it hook, line, and sinker. They're like, oh yeah, well that's obviously true. Sounds legit. Let's go with that.
Which just goes to show you they must never, ever read outside of their little circles. Ever. They must never.
Really, if you just spent time in any right-wing circles, it would become very clear. Like, it's amazing how much, how nebulous it is on the left and how very strictly delineated it is on the right. They're crystal clear. And the people who are alt-right make no bones about it. They're absolutely clear. Yes, we are alt-right. Those guys over there are not alt-right.
Yeah.
And the not alt-right guys are like, yeah, we are not alt-right. those guys over there who say they are all right are all right.
And they fight about it.
Right. And they fight each other constantly. They have debates regularly.
Yeah.
And they rip each other new assholes because they're struggling for you know, it's just typical sectarian warfare. But then everyone from the center leftward just looks at them all and is like, yeah, they're all alt-right, and that means they're all Nazis.
Yeah. How muddle-headed.
Doofy. It's doofy. Doofy. It's so, it? These are like very college-educated people.
These are people high up in, I won't mention which political party, but these are people who are high up in politics as well. These are people who really should know a lot better about organizing. How do you fucking organize a working class party without fucking workers? I don't understand how you do not speak to people who have, you know, less of an education, who are working in the actual fucking mines, who are working in things, like, who are wearing those red hats, who you need to get to speak to, because they are the how are you going to have a workers' revolution without fucking workers? That's not going to happen in some fucking bar in San Francisco. You've got to get out of your shelter.
Well, they pay lip service to that periodically. You know, Sanders will talk about how we need to reach out to alienated Trump voters, and then everyone shits on him for saying that.
He's actually one of the few people who I've seen do it, too.
Yeah, he at least says it. But when anyone tries to make a move towards that, tries to extend an arm, everyone, Nazi, 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 Nazi.
Yeah, it's this like screech that just kind of deafens everything.
Mm.
It's really disgusting. Mm. It's so disgusting. From someone like me who comes from, you know, my mum's real working class, fisherman's daughter, and 1 of 10 Catholic, and most of her brothers and sisters think Trump is awesome, you know? Like, and I have to get along with those people. And you know what? I have to talk to them on a level that they can understand.
And so actually, Americans. Like, Americans have to do that. Like, I've lived almost all my life in America, and I had to interact with Republicans frequently. And they all had very similar, they had the same views that you see condemned as Nazism today.
Right.
Because it's to the right of Hillary Clinton on some issues, but you just have to learn to get along with them because like they're not Nazis, and that's like, what a normal person does.
Right, you get along with them, and then you have a quiet chat with them, and then one day one of them comes back to you and says, "You know, you said that thing about," and this has happened to me so many times. "You said that thing about Aboriginal people, and it stuck with me," and I'm like, I've realized I was wrong about that. I mean, that's, to me, that's communication. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to communicate to people who may not necessarily understand my point of view on face value, who may not necessarily understand, you know, why I stand for the things that I stand for. And I'm not going to fucking give up that up just to make some hoity-toity fucking snobs happy.
They really expect you to, too.
They really do.
For when this all first started, there was genuine shock that you didn't just bow down before these fucking elitists, these college campus elitists who spend all their time hunched over their iMacs, thinking circular thought patterns, not living their lives, not actually allowing any sort of innovative ideas in, just the same churning,
regurgitating the ideas of old dead men.
Yeah,
and fighting
their,
over
their
them.
College professors or whatever, and it was just expected that you would just go, "Oh, okay, I was not speaking an authorized opinion. I retract everything I said."
Yeah. Well, it doesn't work here. I must be too Australian for that to work. Like, no one would expect that here. Imagine if you did that here. You've been here long enough to understand.
I'm here long enough for imagining that to be funny.
Yeah.
Well, people just don't take political opinions that seriously.
No.
They don't form their identity out of it. You meet someone and he's a lib, And liberals, for those of you who don't know, the Liberal Party is actually the equivalent, is the most conservative party they have here in Australia. Right. It's actually very much like the Democratic Party.
But which is why when someone says, you're not a liberal, I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. Right. So, but if you know someone who's a liberal and a part of the Liberal Party or whatever, and you talk to them, and it's like, it's not like you're like, there's any kind of cringe about it. It's just like, oh yeah, that's your opinion, and I have my thing, and you want a beer?
Yes, and let's have a, I really, we love a bit of argy-bargy, but that's about it. Mm. You don't, it's not like, you know, guns at 10 paces. Like, what the hell? And if anyone told me to shut up, because they were finding me, you know, offensive or whatever, I would just speak louder, which I did.
Yeah.
That's exactly what, that's what's going to happen, mate. Like, you know, yeah, look, I am entitled to my own opinion, and I will say it, and I will say it like it's true because I believe it is true. Mm. So, and I will talk to whoever I like. Don't you police me about who to talk to. Who do you think you are? You don't get to do that to me. You don't get to tell me who to talk to. You are not my fucking mother. I mean, even my mother, I would tell her to back off.
It's so infuriating that this is such a novel idea. This is so unprecedented that everyone needs to go, stomp that out immediately. What is that? Ah! Yeah. Like, this should be mainstream thinking.
I just kind of wandered into it, too.
It's so weird. Yeah, you're just like, I reckon we should talk to each other. No! Nazi, 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 Nazi!
I mean, in terms of the things that I brought to the table, I really think that is the least offensive thing I've ever said. I reckon we should just kind of chat about stuff and, you know, see if there's things that we can help each other out with or whatever. I think we should have a conversation with people. I think we should have a conversation with the working class. That's what I could not understand when looking at politics from this point of view, that the left is so isolated into these very extremely elite circles of, you know, highly well-bred people who speak in a language that only they understand, you know, with all these highfalutin words.
Like that Reed Ross guy in his Southern Poverty Law Center article. It's unreadable. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck is a Duganist?
Yeah, see. That was a really bizarre thing to read. And, you know, I'm sure...
Atlanticism? What?
And so how are you expecting these people to go out and sell lefty ideology to people? Mm. How are you expecting people to galvanize enthusiasm and say, guess what, unions work and I'll show you how. Guess what, you are entitled to a living wage. Guess what? Like, these are very simple things that people who don't have a great deal of education need to understand. You can't talk to them out of your asshole with, you know, the biggest words that you can, so that you're impressing all your friends. Like, it's just not going to work.
It really seems like what it's about, huh?
Really often does.
It's like there's like 12 people in my circle that I agree with basically 12 people on planet Earth, and I'm writing this for them.
Yeah, yeah. Which is great, whatever. But don't tell me who to not talk to. You back off. You talk to your 12 people. I've never tried to stop you. But do not tell me who I can and cannot talk to.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. I'm just going to post this and leave it on Twitter. I'll just leave it there and I won't defend it.
That's cool. Yeah, that would be a nice... I can see that being a beautiful movement, just being all forward momentum.
Well, fuck them. I just want to... Look, I'm asking... I feel like sometimes I'm asking permission to do what I've been doing this whole time. That's the other thing. For this past 9 months, I've been doing exactly what I said I wanted to do in that article. So you can judge me now already. Because I've been doing the secret Nazi thing already. Like,
what does that look like? What is the secret Nazi
Nazi, the rule book. This is the playbook here. I get published by Ron Paul Institute. My anti-war stuff gets retweeted by Fairbanks and by Cernovich. I promote the work of Daniel McAdams, who I love, and Ben Swan, who does some awesome things. I have MAGA people in my audience. And because I don't reject them, actually, that's why. I don't block them.
You don't call them Nazis.
Well, I found out that people, this is amazing to me, people actually, when they see a MAGA person follow them, will block them.
That's like normal practice.
That's protocol for being a lefty, apparently. That is fucking astounding to me. You know, I come from a political environment where the Greens will team up with the Country Party, the Nationals or whatever, to get things done on the environment. Because you'd be a fucking idiot not to. These are very normal ideas for me. I do not understand how you cut people out. You know, people who have shown an interest in what you're talking about and then you block them. What the hell?
Well, that's, now that you mention that, I didn't know that was a normal thing, but I see people all the time criticizing Michael Tracy for having a lot of right-wing followers.
Yeah, well, see, they're assuming that it's normal to see someone with a MAGA hat or whatever, and to when they follow you, you block them. Isn't that crazy?
That's really weird. That's really weird. Because then all the other groupthink people, if you don't do that, all the other groupthink people around you will go, "Oh, awful lot of MAGA people in your following," which they do to you all the time.
Yeah, well, I worked out why they think that's...
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because I don't call them Nazis all the time, that's why. Unless they are Nazis. And I'm like, "You're a Nazi, get away from me."
And then I will really take them to town. Yeah. I hate fucking Nazis. And I hate
white nations. You don't run into those that often. You don't run into actual alt-right
extremely Nazis. Small group.
Can we back up a little bit? So I wanted to... Make one of your points a little clearer for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of this, all this stuff. So the left really doesn't understand what alt-right means, and it means white nationalism.
Right.
And they also don't understand what white nationalism means.
Right.
Like that white nationalist Media Matters article that says that all these guys are white nationalists. They're not white nationalists. That isn't what white nationalism is. White nationalism, like you said, is trying to... is the agenda to form an all-white ethno-state.
Right.
If you don't see someone openly, actively advocating for that, they are not a white nationalist.
Right.
And, you know, trying to keep out immigrants or whatever, really wanting to build a wall, is not the same. That's not what that is. That's right. Not trying to create an all-white ethno-state. That's just being a little weird about immigration.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's... And there are still people who are going to disagree with me. There are still people who just will not talk to people on the right. Like I said, they'll block anyone who's got a MAGA hat.
Mm.
And I don't think they're thinking everyone within a MAGA hat is an actual, literal Nazi. They just don't want to speak to anyone on the right at all. And to them I say, how stupid are you? These are normal human beings. Right? Mm. And a lot of them voted for Trump out of the goodness of their hearts, thinking, I mean, it was a terrible fucking election, terrible choice, two of the most unpopular characters that have ever been, you know, put up in an election. And he lied, said that he was going to go against the deep state, he was going to be anti-interventionist, he was going to bring back jobs, he was going to, you know, make life better for... The Rust Belt's really suffering, and he was going to make life better for them. Okay, he lied.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean that because they were duped that they are inherently terrible people. They are people who are looking for another option because that one died. And what are you doing? You're blocking them? We've got the fucking medicine.
That's what's so... Yeah, it's like... They would rather.
They'd rather that the planet die and they
and
be right,
feel right,
than feel right about it.
Yeah, they would rather keep their cool ideas, and they are right. Like they have some really great ideas.
Yeah,
like the leftists have. That's what's also so infuriating. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I want to hate you and hate your ideology so much, but I just agree with all of it.
Yeah, and so here I go retweeting you again.
But, like, you would rather cut them off from those ideas than, and than have, like, a conservative retweet you.
Yeah. It really does feel like withholding medicine to me.
Mm.
It feels like... It feels incredibly cruel to be doing that to people just because you're a bit snooty about, you know, their toothless appearance or the fact that, you know, they... I mean, often... Just, it actually makes me really sad.
Hmm.
Because, like, as someone who, you know, doesn't wander around in those highfalutin circles very often and doesn't do a very good job of pretending that she's highfalutin, I just think, fuck you. We are worth fighting for, you assholes. Hmm. Like, I don't think they know how bad it is. I don't think they've ever... These are people who have obviously never faced, you know, eviction or having to, you know, feed their kids rice for breakfast. Like, these are real things that actually happen to people.
Hmm.
And you need safety nets. You need help. You need... And what are you doing? These are the exact people who need the safety nets and you won't talk to them.
No, the best way, you don't understand strategy, Caitlin, the best way for us to get that for people is to pull all the way into this tiny little corner and put a very robust echo chamber around it.
That makes sense to me.
That's how we make it happen.
Yeah, and then call everyone else a Nazi, including... Nazi. The people who share your ideology but, you know, just want to talk to country people. Jesus.
Anyway, do you got a poem for us?
Sure. What should I do? I got so many now. It was a tough week.
Wasn't it that...
I had to do a lot of art.
That poem, I don't know how that poem will read. The one about the falling... the show.
The show, yeah. Okay. We'll see, hey. Thank you. The show. Quiet on the set, please. I need more light on her face. More. More. Powder. More powder. She's sweating like a pig. Oh, I don't know. It must be all the lights. More light. More light. Good, good, good. Okay, I think we're about ready to start. Lean into the mic, please, Caitlin. Further. Further. Yeah. Just lean right into it. More. We really need your face pressed right up into the microphone. Lean in into the mic, please. Harder. Just lean right into it until it sucks you up inside. Good. Yeah. Don't worry. You'll stop falling eventually. Good. Quiet on the set, please. Caitlin, stop crying. Good. Now, if you look in the corner, you should see a wheelchair with a much older version of yourself holding a doll that looks like a much younger version of yourself. Good. Yeah, go ahead. Take the doll. Just pull it right out of her hands if she won't let it go. Quiet on the set, please. Caitlin, tell her to stop crying. Good. Now take the doll and whisper your story into its ear. Tell it everything you are, what you want, where you've been, where you're going. Tell it how you see the world and how you think it's going to end. Whisper softly so we can't hear. Are you okay? Did it explode into DMT confetti? Good. Yeah, if you feel like you need to vomit, just go ahead and vomit. Good. Good. Yep, let it all out. Good. Do you feel the spaciousness, the stillness, the yammering of your mother's voice in your head silenced at long last? Okay, good. Now, do you see the corner where the wheelchair was? There should be a large glowing vortex in the floor now. Good. Yeah, go ahead and hop in. Go on. I know it's scary, but this is the show. It's only terrifying because it's new.
Nope, I can't promise you it's safe. I can't promise you anything. Jump. Good. More light. Okay, we're ready to start. Quiet on the set, please. Action.
Caitlin is an entirely reader and listener supported journalist. So if you want to support her daily podcasts and articles, the best way to do that is via Patreon and PayPal. Links on the description. Follow Caitlin on Medium, Steam it, and on CaitlinJohnston.com you can sign up to get on her mailing list so you get an email whenever she writes an article. You've been listening to Going Rogue.
Shine on.
Thanks, y'all.
Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? Katie, oh Katie, your words are making them howl. You're trying to spread truth, but they don't want to hear it, and we don't think that's right. Keep talking, Katie. Oh, Katie, who are you pissing off now? Shady, they're so shady, they're lying straight to our face. But maybe, oh, maybe, the truth they'll finally embrace. But the man on the TV says you're batshit crazy, and they paint you as a fool. Keep fighting, Katie. Oh, Katie, who are you pissing off now? We love you, Katie. Oh, Katie, keep speaking truth to power. We've got your back, so don't cower. Our pretty Aussie flower. Love you, girlfriend.